Discourse 24, September 22, 1932. Saint Germain. Invocation. By the sign of the heart and head, which is thy symbol of love and light, we greet thee, O silent watcher. In the depths of thy great peace and silence, we reach forth and receive thy mighty radiance, filling our lives, homes, and worlds with the conquering activity of thy mighty presence. Out of the fullness of thy active presence comes the quickening cooperative action of the outer and inner life into the full expression in the life of each one. We offer eternal praise and thanks for that eternal contact with thee, and that we know that evermore thy master presence is giving of itself every assistance required in maintaining the perfect contact with the mighty God Self in each, so that we may live, move, and reap the great reward of eternal peace, eternal vigilance, eternally receiving that great light more strongly each day in our lives. The Discourse. Within the consciousness of each one is that eternal vigilance on guard, which warns the outer to refrain from anything that would create destructive activity, if the individual will only listen to its prompting. For any student to yield and lower himself to vicious gossip is a violent, retarding process to his or her growth. It matters not what may seem to be the appearance. No one shall sit in judgment upon another. They who yield to such childishness open their doors wide to forces more destructive than the boa constrictor of the jungle, or the tiger that would tear them to pieces. That would but destroy the outer form, while gossip, criticism, and condemnation build within the mental bodies that destructive element which takes them many embodiments to rid themselves of. If students receiving these instructions cannot resist the vicious onslaught of these accumulated elements, they should withdraw from the classes until such time as they can conquer themselves and are able to send love, peace, harmony, and goodwill to one another. Students should understand, in entering into the conscious action or stream of life, that they are or have entered into the sifting process wherein they either rise on the wings of eternal love or fall by the wayside and are swallowed up by the dragon of the outer forces. The students who have entered upon the conscious path and wish to proceed and be blessed by that wondrous and mighty light anchored in the heart of each one should turn from criticism and judgment as they would from a poisonous serpent that would strike the poison of death into their flesh. The students should understand that in allowing themselves to fall into this most undesirable habit, they but injure themselves. They cannot harm another who is filled with love toward everyone and all things, because the consciousness of the activity of divine love in the individual's life builds a mighty armor of protection that not of the outer can penetrate. For God is love, and always protects his own. The students who have had difficulty in controlling their thought and feeling harmoniously should understand that when they have entered this radiation, every faculty of their beings is quickened tremendously. Therefore, they are more sensitive to the undesirable as well as to the good and desirable. But I cannot stress too strongly that everyone, having free will, has the power to govern and control how they shall think and feel. They should at all times keep this truth before themselves. The one who spreads gossip, true or untrue, not only injures him or herself, but often shuts the door for those who unfortunately accept the gossip and dwell upon it. So, anyone who yields to it should understand how far-reaching it is in the injury they do themselves and their acquaintances. A conscious pouring forth of divine love into all situations will enable anyone who is addicted to such a habit to find quick and complete release from all such conditions. I rejoice exceedingly when one with great inner strength is able to resist and refuse the acceptance of subtly destructive suggestions, and to stand firmly with and in the mighty presence of his or her glorious God-self. Keep it up, dear ones, and you shall hear the bells of freedom, of liberty, chiming to you in the great rhythm of eternal light. The classes. We see and know the beauty of soul of everyone in your classes. They have been brought to you through the mighty presence of their own divine selves. It makes the heart ache to think that anyone might shut the door to the great blessings and light on their threshold. However, God alone is great, and holds within his hands eternal grace. And as we stand strong and firm, we will see God face to face. A volume is really in these four lines. When it is said that we see God face to face, it is an actual fact that hundreds of staunch ones have experienced. For the God governing the universe is one and the same as your own mighty Master God Self. It is time that sincere students should understand that their own mighty God-self, ever pouring its energy into their youth, is the He who created all worlds and brought all substance into form. I admit that this is a stupendous thought, but it is true, and they who will meditate upon this simple yet mighty truth will find the highest door of their consciousness opened, and they will be able to accept and utilize this eternal truth. It is the unfortunate teaching through the centuries that has caused mankind to look away into some distant place for this mighty presence of God. It is a misstatement that no one may look upon the face of God and live, for I know hundreds of students of the light who have seen their own God-self with the same clearness and assurance with which you look upon each other in your outer experience. The God Self in you is the same God that is at the heart, at the helm of the universe. The pity is that students think or feel this too tremendous a truth to be realized in their individual lives. But I assure you that according to the intensity with which they recognize this truth, anyone with unwavering determination may see the radiant face of that mighty God presence. These statements are neither myth nor imagination, but tremendous truths that the students can grasp, comprehend, and utilize with everlasting blessings in their outer experience. It seems strange that many students who have studied, and to a large degree earnestly and sincerely, do not awaken to the fact that self-correction of the outer is the simple yet mighty activity that must be used. The outer self of each one must be conquered, and there is no escaping this fact. This is what mastery means, and there is no mastery for anyone without it. Those who are earnest and determined will naturally receive great assistance, but those who will not make the sincere effort will find the door shut to their further progress. May God bless them and show them the way. The help that has been focused upon the earth of late through the effort of Cyclopea, the Silent Watcher, the Cherubim and Devas, and the highest influence from each of the seven planets of this system has been caused to focus that power upon the earth, making the earth as the hub of a wheel, symbolically. There are those in your classes who will see this activity, and I call the attention to it because it will help those who may see it. The province of the students of light. The real province of the sincere student of light is to be able to know of the outer destructive forces generated by mankind, to look into them and see there, active, the mighty presence of God, consuming everything unlike that glorious presence. He or she must be absolutely fearless about destructive forces or what seem to be disastrous reports. Your visualization. As the sunrise of a brilliant morning absorbs, as it were, the morning dew or mist, so will the visualized presence of God, held firm within what seem to be destructive conditions, have a similar effect. Thus it is seen what tremendous blessings to humanity may be brought out of seeming chaos. For it should be at all times remembered that the outer is but the changing, shifting quicksand of man's outer creation. Therefore it has no permanency, and it is the privilege of the students to become wonderful messengers of the light. Some will say, "But how do I find time to do this with all the outer activity about me?" I say to you that anyone who will try to will find day by day more leisure time in which to do this great service. Newspapers. If every newspaper in the land would start printing in great letters across the first page of their newspaper, "Rejoice! God's loving peace and prosperity are here," in 7 to 10 days the transformation would be complete. However, I believe that the Tribune of Chicago and the Denver Post may be yet inspired to some such fearless activity, and they would be amazed and encouraged how fast humanity would fall in line with the idea. The All-Seeing Eye. The All-Seeing Eye is the presence, the radiance, and activity of the mighty God-Self, and is really the Silent Watcher. Learn always to reverse at once everything that is contrary to the perfect activity. Nip it in the bud and say, "This is not true. I do have what is perfect." Life, love, light, and God are one and the same. These are just different expressions for the same activity. There is really never any drawing down activity onto the physical plane. The only activity is always a raising of the physical by the inner presence to itself. All activity of the outer comes from the energy given by the inner presence. And therefore the proof stands before you that all is a raising process. And what seems to be the activity of the outer is in reality the exact reverse of the real process. By the inner presence projecting down its energy, the outer is set into motion in a spiral-like activity that draws it upward. As the atoms form the body or outer form of the individual, so do individuals form the atoms in the great body of America or of the Christ. Individuals are atoms in the body of a government or empire. Gandhi. Gandhi is entirely on the love ray. Encouragement. There are times when encouragement is absolutely necessary and imperative, for it lifts and carries over in certain activities. At other times, all is withdrawn, and the soul is left alone to prove its own strength and reveal the impulses still within it. Know always, in all trials, there is only God in action in me, and I am sustained by that through all trials. Know also, there is only God in action in all my affairs, and I am abundantly supplied and sustained by that. Benediction. Thou mighty radiance of the crystal light, as thou hast manifested through thy wondrous messengers, so do we give praise and thanks for thy eternally sustaining power, ever pouring its radiance and presence into our lives, world, homes, and experience. Into the heart of every sincere student, let its sustaining power flow.